On August 7th, 2007, a young 12-year-old girl visiting British Columbia was walking along the shore of Jedediah Island when she stumbled upon a lone blue and white running shoe, a men's size 12. Inside, she found a sock, and inside the sock, she found a foot. 6 days later, on Gabriola Island, another shoe was found by a Vancouver couple enjoying their seaside hike. This time, the shoe was a black and white Reebok, men's size 12. The shoes obviously did not belong to the same person, and not only were the shoes different, they both contained right feet. Welcome to the first episode of Mysteries Unsolved, where we delve into famous unsolved mysteries and discuss the theories on the case. I'm your host, Sydney Lampson-Reich.
And I'm your co-host, Nick Hearn.
Today we will discuss the Salish Sea Shoe Mystery, a case where several shoes containing human feet washed up onto the shores of British Columbia's Salish Sea. This case is an intriguing one that left authorities scratching their heads.
When 2 feet were found washed up on the coast of the Salish Sea, police were stunned. Obviously, 2 different feet washing up was quite suspicious. Within the next year, 5 more feet washed up on the Pacific coast. It was a bewildering situation, and media speculation soared. Was there a serial killer on the loose? Who did these feet belong to? Investigators didn't have the answers.
Since 2007, 15 more feet have washed ashore in the area around Vancouver Island, and 6 have turned up just south of the U.S. border. All of them, with the exception of one hiking boot, have been running shoes, and almost all of them have been right feet. There's no telling how long the feet have been in the water, and identifying their owner was tough. The mystery grew in popularity, getting its own Wikipedia page and plenty of hoaxes. However, despite its popularity, solving each case was not a breeze. It involved lots of police work and science. Coming up, we will discuss how the police answered their burning questions.
Hello, I'm Lily Byerly, one of the hosts of the new podcast, Junk Drawer. Have you ever wanted to have an insight into a typical high school senior's life? If you have, this is the perfect podcast for you. Each week, we discuss the quirks of our everyday lives, inviting a different guest each episode. We exchange funny stories, discussing our thoughts on our friends' experiences. We share our top picks of the week, such as a song, movie, or TV show. Our guests will share information on a topic we are not too informed about, so you might learn something new each episode. And we always have lots of laughs and jokes. Join us and get a peek at what a high school senior experiences daily, directly from the source.
Now let's get back to the story. Solving the mystery of feet washing ashore was quite difficult, as there were many questions that needed answering. Because of the case's popularity, many self-proclaimed investigators had their thoughts about what happened. Authorities heard it all. One theory is that the disembodied feet are the trademark of a serial killer in the Vancouver area. Another theory is that they are from victims from a disaster when a plane crashed in nearby Quadra Island in 2005, and the feet have been washing ashore ever since. An alternative theory is that the feet are from the Boxing Day tsunami in 2004 from the 9.1 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia. It killed more than 230,000 people, and supposedly the body parts have been brought across the Pacific Ocean by currents. There were TV show episodes revolving around the case, books written to explain the findings, and tons more theories. But, disappointingly, scientists have much more mundane answers.
Some of the feet have been identified, and their case is closed. One of the first feet discovered was eventually linked to a missing Vancouver man who had suffered from depression and emotional distress. On a few occasions, corresponding left and right feet have reappeared within a few months of each other. 2 of the feet that washed ashore in 2008, one in February and the other in mid-June, were found on separate islands in British Columbia, matching size 11 Nike running shoes. In 2011, DNA analysis was used to identify the feet as having belonged to a 21-year-old reported missing in 2004. One case was linked to a man that was reported missing in 1985, 26 years before his feet were found. As for the ones that have not been identified, foul play is not suspected, but cannot be ruled out.
But why are only feet turning up? A study found that when a body is floating in the water, the hands and feet are always the first to fall off. The bodies would sink, and because of the light-weightedness of the feet, they floated and eventually washed ashore. Okay, so that basically rules out serial killers, but there are plenty of other questions that still haven't been answered. Why did feet suddenly start washing ashore in 2007? Why have they continued to wash up with such frequency? Scientists suggest the vicious cycle theory, where once the public is made aware of a phenomenon, they start to look for it, subconsciously or deliberately. Others say it's also because of the buoyancy of modern-day running shoes. As of now, 5 feet have not been identified, and therefore 5 cases are still unsolved. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Mysteries Unsolved. This episode has just been a taste of what is to come. Make sure to catch next week's episode, where we will go more in depth and discuss another famous mystery. I'm your host, Sydney Lampson-Reich.
And I'm your co-host, Nick Hearn.
Signing out until next time.